Hi everyone, today we are reading Micah chapter 3, and we're reading verses 1 to 4. And I said, "Hear, you heads of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice? You who hate the good and love the evil, who tear the skin off of my people and their flesh from off their bones, who eat the flesh of my people and flay their skin from off them and break their bones in pieces and chop them up like meat in a pot, like flesh in a cauldron. Then they will cry to the Lord, but he will not answer them. He will hide his face from them at that time, because they have made their deeds evil." All right, so in this passage, Micah is restarting. He's continuing his judgment against Israel. And this chapter, Micah 3, the focus is particularly against the leaders, right? The leaders of Israel, and that's where he calls it out in verse 1, "You heads of Jacob, rulers of the house of Israel." And God is calling out the leaders here, whether it's the kings, princes, other officials of power, because leadership is very important, right? Because as the leaders act, it affects the whole nation, right? It sets a tone for all of the people, and their leadership apparently is very clearly here. It was not very good. And that's very evident when we look at this passage. What God says here, it's very graphic, in especially verses 2 and 3 here. God accuses them of hating good and loving evil, right? Of tearing off skin and flesh off of people, eating it. He's essentially accusing them of being cannibals, right? Now, he's probably not actually calling them cannibals, like they were actually doing that. But they were, in a sense, being cannibalistic towards their own people. They're oppressing them, opportunistic at their expense in some way. And, when you look at this, right, the biggest sin, though, that God's pointing out, not actually even just like the cannibalistic part, the biggest thing that he accuses them is the first thing he says, that, "Is it not for you to know justice?" It's easy to make parallels when you look at a passage like this, to think about our day. People will accuse like the top, the one percenters or the billionaires or those kind of things, right? But here, these are the leaders of God's people. And is it not for them to know justice? Essentially what God is saying here is that there's no excuse for you, because this is your responsibility. It's your calling to know this, to understand what justice means. You have no excuse. You should know better. And that's what the leaders of Israel, they should have known. They should know that, God's will, that God's design for them as a people and as leaders of the people was to lead with integrity, to care for the people, to guide the people to be a better community, be a community that cared for one another, that cared for their neighbors. And these leaders, they were not meant to lead for their own benefit, but they're meant to lead for the benefit of the collective, of the community, of God's people. And here they are, God is accusing them of going in the opposite direction, cannibalizing, essentially taking or stealing or using their authority to take from their own people. And that's not how it should be. It was for them to know justice. They should have known better. And what God wanted them to know is that in verse 4, he's telling them justice is coming. He says that he will not hear their cries, and he will hide his face from them on that day of judgment. Now, justice, of course, is a very important topic these days, and rightly so, as we understand, how so many people have been treated unfairly or taken advantage of or oppressed, so that powerful people, wealthy people, those with authority and means have been able to gain from that. And that's not how it should be. And one thing that we can take heart in the midst of all the discussion and thought and all the stuff that's happening in justice is that justice is coming. Now, maybe it's not coming fully on this side of heaven, but God's justice is coming. But in the meantime, we as followers of Jesus, it's important that we pray for our leaders, whether it's our political leaders, our pastors, whomever. It's important that we pray for our leaders. And whether or not they're Christian, we need to pray that they will all know better and have a sense of what God's justice means. And pray that as a people that we can, whether it's in this nation or neighborhood or whatever, pray that we can be people who care for one another, that desire to see like justice being done, to see that people are not treated unfairly or unjustly. And of course, beyond prayer, the best place to start is with ourselves and with our own hearts. Because in a sense, as followers of Jesus, we're all leaders. We're all called to lead in some way. And it's important that for us, that we care about God's justice being done. And by that, it doesn't necessarily mean like political engagement or like delving into public policy, but can we care for our neighbors? Can we care for people who are oppressed, who are impoverished? Can we be a part of bringing God's justice to this world in small ways and big ways? And can we pray? Can we pray that this will be done? And so with that, let's pray for that. Let's pray for our hearts. Let's pray for God's justice here. Lord, we thank you for this word, and it's a challenging one, but Lord, we pray that we will know better, in a sense that we will understand what your justice is, and then understand our calling and our role in the midst of this. Lord, we pray that we will pray. We pray that we will have a heart of prayer for our leaders, whether it's our political leaders or local leaders, or even within the church. Lord, we pray that your justice will flow through, and that many people, that all people, will be able to see your goodness as they're cared for. And pray that those who've been oppressed will find freedom and joy, not just because of like their felt needs or material needs are taken care of, but because they understand, God, that you're at work, and they understand your presence and love in their lives. Bless us, God. Use us, God, to bring justice, to shine as a light in this world. In your name we pray.